This is the finale of The Handmaid's Tale. We have so many things to say. It's episode 13, The Word. June, do you agree or disagree with how it goes down at the end? Serena, hold the baby or not? And then a lot of violence. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah.
Burn it down. I'm ready.
Yeah. Burn it all down.
Ready for the revolution.
Oh, yeah.
I've been ready.
The resist.
Resist.
Yes. Resist up.
This is The Handmaid's Tale after show. We're talking about episode 13, the finale. I warn you, there's probably going to be some swearing, because I swear on this show, so come on. Yeah. But anyways, oh my goodness, so much to talk about. My name is Carrie Lane, I'm joined by my amazing panel.
Hey everyone, I'm Leslie Powers.
Hey guys, Veronica Barriga.
And it is Takira Shipray, and we are all resisting in our red today.
Yes!
Notice?
Shout out, did you notice?
Yes. Hashtag did you notice. Make sure to tune in, because stay with us, because we're going to break down the episode. We have our resist sister, which, oh my goodness, the show got over 20 Emmy nominations.
Well deserved.
We're also going to talk about the future of Aunt Lydia and other important tweets that are out there in the Twitterverse. So. Yes. Overall thoughts.
I just don't even know. Right? When is season 3? That's my overall thought, because I have to wait a year and I'm sad about it.
Yeah.
And I was screaming at the TV as everybody was at home, I'm sure. So
yeah.
Those are my initial thoughts.
Lots of surprises. This did not go the way I thought it would go. And it's hard. It's hard to, without going deep into it. So we'll get into it.
Yeah. Takira?
All I want to say was I daydreaming? Like, I was like, what? Blinked. Something crazy happened that I know we're going to talk about. Yeah. But I was like, whoa, is she daydreaming? That was my question for the day.
What is happening?
I've been angry since I watched it earlier today. So I'm just like, just frustrated.
Mad.
Which we'll get in. Yes.
I'm just mad at cars.
I was ready to flip a table afterwards, which we'll get into that. We do have Takira over in the live chat. So if you're feeling the same feelings, feel free to share them with us. Leave them down below if you're watching this later. Also, we have a special prize, too. Would you mind
describing
that?
Oh, yes.
So, we're going to do this. Leave a comment down below. Say the word pillow. And then, like, some... your favorite thing in the finale. So, your favorite thing, either you loved or hated, in the finale. And include the word pillow so we know you want this. And we will mail it to you.
Yes,
for
we
free.
Will. Yes.
The pillow, though, I
crazy
love
Aunt
it.
Aunt Lydia.
It's like, is Aunt Lydia resting?
Ah!
Oh, she looks very obsessed.
Yes.
Resting in peace, R.I.P. I don't know.
All right. The beginning, one of the biggest topics, we got June at the very beginning, and kind of the concept, what we leave behind when we die, because it's Eden, she's gone, heretics, they're just animal feed.
Yay! I know, I was like, that's lovely.
You're like, oh, okay.
Like, what animal am I being fed to?
Exactly, right. I don't want to know.
A pig?
Then they point out she says that all we leave behind is the uniform, but then it kind of is like, that labels are our uniform, because she says all the other words besides, like, mother and... or wife, queen, and like
whore.
Martha.
Yep.
You know.
Do we like the direction that went? That your label is kind of like a uniform.
Yeah,
and depends on if you change it or not.
It's like your reputation.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Also, is it weird that I was wondering like what scent that the clothes were washed in? I'm like, do they have like fabric softener in Gilead or
probably? No, they're hanging enough to dry, so probably not.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's way too much technology.
Weird thoughts
they
that
would
I have
never welcome
Handmaid's
that.
Tale.
A dryer.
That's true. A dryer.
So in talking about Eden, did anybody wonder if Rita had had a child at all?
She doesn't give me that vibe.
Okay. But. I'd wondered another point if she had had kids or something.
I think in season one she had mentioned having like a high school kid or...
Oh, interesting.
Maybe, I don't know if I...
Maybe a grown child by the
grown
before
child.
It happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not like a baby.
Yeah.
No. Not like a missing baby.
I feel like she would have been a little bit more understanding with Eden if she did.
Yeah.
Well, because she's beating herself up about that.
Yeah,
she was.
They all felt guilty.
She said I didn't say a kind word to her.
Yeah. Mm. Like Serena June goes, I slept with her husband.
Yeah.
They're trying to outdo each other with who's more guilty.
Yay. It's like girl talk.
Yeah. Who was surprised by the Bible reveal that Eden had? That had written notes. It took me a second because they're like, oh my gosh, we found a Bible. I'm like, okay, cool. And then they've written, Because then she can read and write, because we all wondered that.
No, yeah. It took me a minute to be like, why is this such a bad thing? And then I was like, oh, the finger, they alluded to it the episode mm-hmm. before. They can't read, they can't write, all that. So it makes total sense.
Yeah. So I read online, people were saying that that was such a huge a part of her identity. She grew up reading and writing before the world changed. Mm-hmm. So it was something that the character was unable to like let go of, because it was, you know, such a strong part of who she was.
And she was trying to understand it. And I thought that was just so sad, because maybe she didn't understand all of it, or why.
She's 15. How could she?
Right. Why she was getting murdered for, you know, for her sin.
Yeah, she knew life before Gilead. And so, the transition for her, that's what that was, exactly. Yeah.
Aaliyah Jordan in the chat said, no wonder Eden was so effed up in the head. I mean,
seriously.
You know?
When you know that. So
Well, nobody, it doesn't seem like anybody was really explaining it to her, which I know we're going to get to later, but I don't. Feel like
that's
anyone's
what
talking
Bible
to her
studies
about it.
For, and they can't have it.
Yeah, don't ask questions. Just follow the rules, right? Yeah.
Interpret.
And
all
if
of
you
this.
Don't, you're going to hell.
Which that kind of leads to the concept of when June goes to Serena. It's like, how are you going to keep this baby girl safe? And it's like the word of God's so important, but she's not going to be able to read.
That was the question of the episode. Mm. How will you keep her safe? Wow. Yeah.
As soon as she
changed everything.
As soon as she said that, I thought of the person that said in the chat last week, Serena's going to get these motherly instincts. I was like, oh, someone's prediction is about to happen.
Good job, viewers, for sure. Because
She didn't know how to answer the question.
Yeah.
Right. She was like super dumbfounded. I thought she was going to slap June. I was like, wait for it. Yeah.
Made her think.
I thought she might secretly teach her daughter later when she realizes, oh, wait, this is a thing I'm going to have to do if she wants to do it.
She only has 10 fingers.
But then, exactly.
Nine.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, 9.5.
Nine and a half.
Ouch. So Eden's father, how surprised were you by that scene?
Very. I couldn't believe it. I didn't think that she would have gone home. I thought that her and Isaac would have just ran, period.
Somewhere. Sure.
She's so young.
That's the rookie move. That's the innocence in her. Like, it's a reminder that she is young. So where does a little girl go? She goes to her daddy. Like, she was a daddy's girl because she talked about it all the time. And so... It's not very surprising that her dad turned her in, but what was most stuck out to me most in that scene is when Mr. Waterford was like, oh, you have another daughter. Train her up. Like,
exactly.
How insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. He was such a dick in scene. He's like, yes, disgrace.
Serena actually kind of defended Eden a little bit, but Waterford's like, nope. All about nope.
Ridiculous.
And then he's impressed the father turned her in. It's like, oh, but I do love that.
Yeah, he
June
was very
impressed.
Like,
what?
Yeah, she's like, wait a second. Now it's getting
It's kind of like the Amish religion. Once you leave, you may not go back.
Oh, yeah.
There is no experimenting. You're shunned from
you get
the community.
The 1 year you get to do it, though.
Oh, that's right. That's
Devil's
right.
Devil's Playground. Amazing documentary on that.
Oh, yes. I've heard of that.
I shall watch.
Yes, I want to watch
They get
watch
the year.
Now.
They get to do whatever they want and decide if you want to come back or not.
They do that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Really good
Interesting. Okay.
But I think that was a click for everybody in the scene to be like, oh, even Mr. Waterford would no doubt turn in his own daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without skipping a beat.
He doesn't have a daughter, so.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Burn.
Well, more surprises. How about that slap? And slap back.
Yes.
Ooh. I was like... That hurt. Like,
okay, so you know this in all of my tinglies inside.
Yeah.
Because I've been like, June, I've been like wanting her to have this side, even though I know bigger picture, Hannah's in the, like, you can't really do anything from behind bars or dead. But this pleased me so much because I'm the one that's just like, oh, heck no.
Yeah.
And she gave it to me. I'm so happy.
It was awesome.
So
with
happy.
A go F yourself.
Yes.
Fred.
I think she's been through hell and back at this point that even though there's consequences, she's like, you know what? Bring it. I'm ready for them. I can
Seriously.
Handle anything at this point.
That was the no fudges given.
Yeah.
I mean, she's cut off like part of her ear before, or like cut out that tag in her ear. She can handle it.
Yeah.
Savage.
So viewers, listeners, would you have slapped back? Oh, it was so good.
I would have punched back.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
Checked him in the you-know-what, like Emily did.
Luckily, though, he doesn't keep going. Because then I think he kind of reconsiders and is like, maybe not. And stops.
I wonder why he stopped, though. I mean, he took her by the face or whatever and did that, which was, you know, like, I'm going to show you my power.
Clever Eagle said June looked possessed when she slapped him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she did.
Yes. Hashtag over it.
Okay, yep. So next kind of topic is Nick and June, and Rita leading into it saying, your girlfriend is a badass. Aww. Right?
I love her.
Really? Aww. Yeah. And the only happy moment with Nick and June the whole episode, they get to be together with the baby.
With their baby, yeah.
And it's a little family time.
Yeah.
The tear in Nick's eyes a little bit. Yes. But I have to say, this scene kind of pissed me off a little bit. Maybe I'm not the only one. If I'm not the only one, please comment in the chat and please comment below so I'm not left stranded. I got pissed because I was like, what about Luke?
I know.
And she was like, I love you. I'm like,
she has been
out of touch. I feel it, but I'm still team Luke. Like, what about Luke? And that kind of makes
sense. Yeah. I think that's her long-term overall. And right now she's just living in the moment, living in this world, trying to get by day by day. She's like, no, we're not. I don't think so.
No, you're not the only one. Quite a few people have left comments on previous videos of like, whoa, what about Luke? Yeah. Yes, Nick is great and all.
Yes, we love
but
Nick.
Luke.
But.
But
I agree with Veronica. I think she's living in, I think when she said to Eden, like, grab onto love wherever you can, this is what has been brought to her. And she is looking at it as a gift in the moment. And I think she loves them both. But she's been away from Luke for a long time. And I think that's hard.
It's helping her survive.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He doesn't return the I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody notice?
I saw it. Whoa, I did not.
I think maybe he's just too overwhelmed.
But you know what? He has to know in the back of his, head what will happen whenever that moment comes that they're reunited.
Yeah.
So, what do y'all think?
That's right, yeah.
Team Luke, Team Nick, or team can they all be together?
Can they all be together?
I want the third option. I want them somehow to be all together.
And Moira too, and her whatever she wants.
She needs a partner too.
They can all live in a commune together.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of hippies.
You know, Rita and Nick, why not?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Why not?
So then we mentioned Serena a little bit. So we got Serena and Putnam. So the wives, that was the next big thing. So we got Serena and the wives together. And they're commenting like, oh, Angela's growing and things are settling. I didn't think this was going to go this direction. I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Was anybody surprised or like, oh, yeah, that's totally what they're doing?
I wasn't surprised. I feel like much in real life, like a lot of people have similar feelings and they're going through the same emotions, but we are taught in society, and especially in Gilead, to, you know, to not speak up. And this is a form of controlling people, but I think that once somebody does it, you're like, wait a minute, I feel the same way too, you know? And yeah, that's the thing. I feel like more people feel the same way than are willing to speak out loud. And that was such a good testament to that. And I feel like that's real life too.
And I think Serena's like spoken out before in that kind of platform, so I think she missed that.
Yeah.
But I was surprised that the other wives were into it too. Well, not that. I was surprised that they went in general.
In the first place, with the council,
I thought they were all just a bunch of, you know,
that they went publicly. Like, not talking smack behind their back.
Not just like, Serena, you go and do this for us.
Like, I got you. Yeah. Oh, see, I got plans.
I gotta go knitting.
Right.
I got to not lead her right.
Because she was taking the consequence for them. So, in a way, they weren't really going to get punished.
Yeah, except for maybe later by their husbands.
That's right.
They talk about, Serena's like, well, I worry about their future. And then Mrs. Putnam says, like, the best life they can have. And it's one of those, but that isn't really the optimistic future we want. That's just what's available.
Yeah.
They point out the boys and girls. So that, the all-male council, and they're just like, what do you ladies want? Oh, and they're just so, ugh. But I'm glad she was able to use the Bible as, we should let our daughters, as well as our sons, know how to read because we all live by the word. And then I like that she pulled out the Bible verse.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, maybe that's not the best idea to read it out loud right now.
I know. It was like a bomb went off. And I love that that one Commander Warren or whatever was like, oh, did you forget your lunch, Fred?
Ooh.
And like your wife showed up.
Yes.
Oh,
gross.
That definitely got under my skin.
So here, do you guys think that they were punishing her for actually reading or for actually challenging the power, though?
No. Reading
because
out loud.
How dare you, like, challenge their power? And that's really that pissed them off, I think.
I think they agreed to hear her out.
Okay.
Well, because
they agreed
she said,
just to listen.
Well,
yeah.
And she did say those who are in good standing. First of all, what's good standing?
Exactly. What does that mean?
Being a commander's wife. Yeah. Having that privilege.
Right. That I have all of my fingers and I listen to what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, we've heard before that reading is a right. missing a finger, mm-hmm. or, you know, because back in the day it used to be a hand, yeah. mm-hmm. right? Commander Lawrence, but yeah. yeah, I definitely think it was just because she read out loud.
She could, yeah. Because in a way that was being, she was standing up, and that was more the, yes, you can make your declaration, sure. you can right. talk we'll about your amendment. It.
But the minute we'll you read, it, but,
yeah,
you're the minute done. You read, like, nope. we got it. She was an example. They were setting an example.
And they did. She goes, wow. I want an example. And friends like, you have. But go June. When Serena comes home, June immediately notices and is like, what happened? And then the finger, and I tried. Do we think Serena is broken now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's...
That I tried killed me, you guys. I was like, wow. It was for the first time in a very, very long time that I have empathy towards her character and really saw the good in her.
That she looked different than she ever had. I felt like that was a total transformation for Serena. It was so, it just was so sad.
So sad.
Yeah, I think the tip of the iceberg was during Eden's death, and this was the underlining. That's right. This was the underlining.
Yeah.
The larger portion of the ice.
We've had a rough day. Oh, is this what a rough day?
You think?
I'm going to give you a rough day.
Right. Yeah. Leave your comments down below on all that. Well, because the thing is, when she was taken away, I kind of was thinking, well, this is the world you wanted. You helped build this. I don't really care about you in that way because this is what you wanted.
You wrote this law.
Yeah. But when she does have the I tried and how broken she was, you kind of, I feel a smidge bad.
And it was the first time she did something for someone other than herself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is one of the most selfish characters.
Tahira's making a face at you.
Oh, I see. That's debatable.
I understand where you're coming from. I respectfully understand where you're coming from. But I still feel like this was her chance to really to get in lead. She has to think in the back of her mind as a powerful woman. Sure. Okay, when Mr. Waterford is gone, I'm next up. Oh my gosh, this could be my chance. Let me show them what I have to be the leader of these women. And,
it backfired.
They won't ever let a woman lead. Yeah. But I know. Yeah.
She had supporters. And
And that's dangerous. Yeah. Yeah.
We get Fred and June and his line of, we all have our roles to play. Mm-hmm. And you can stay. We can try again for a boy this time. Vomit. Gag reflex.
Do they have an Emmy category for being the biggest creep on TV?
Oh my gosh.
You win, Justified. You should win.
And he's so strict on his rules, and then he has the line, well, rules can be bent for a high-ranking commander.
I know. I was like, you're
a hypocrite.
Oh, but for Serena, it can't be. You can't bend the rules for your wife's finger.
I would have been like, sorry, Commander, you're not in good standing. Your sperm count doesn't put you in good standing.
There's flip the switch.
Clearly, many different views and many different opinions. And I know you all watch different kind of shows, and we have a lot of different shows here at AfterBuzz. And Takira is going to tell you a little bit about that.
We do, and different opinions that you can share on too.
Yes,
why I love. But look, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, right? From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. All of that. There's no network that works harder for you to serve television fans. But we need your help. We are asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. You will not forget it. You won't regret it. But by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for just you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be. They're completely optional. But leave them on because it's fun. So hit that subscribe button down below on this channel since you're already here. Yes. And check out all of our other channels on AfterBuzz's YouTube channel as well. But let us know that you did in the comments that you've subscribed, and we will thank you on air. We have a couple of people to thank a little later. So, stay tuned. But for now, just thank you for being the absolute best fans. You're so much fun to talk with, to comment with, and live chat. But thank you for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. We love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you everybody joining us live. If you can't join us live, totally cool. We love your comments. So we love reading those later. It's like, yes, keep the conversation going.
I'm so glad that they did the live chat afterwards because I love to read them afterwards.
You can watch it. Yes. Love it. So, speaking of liking things, the forever optimist, Janine.
That's great.
And June says the one thing, and Janine replies, why do you always have to see the bad stuff? Janine, I applaud your forever optimism.
And she's like, you don't see me complaining and pointing to her eye like it's not there anymore.
I mean, she has a good point.
Yeah. Sort of. It's funny that she was like, don't think of the commander in the witch app. I'm like, says the lady who climbed the bridge with the baby. I mean, yeah. rightfully so. It's a different scenario. I get it. But, I mean, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
What's the
that's,
level here?
That's her survival method. Yes. To just live in denial.
You know, everyone's got serious denial.
It's a different kind of denial. See, I'm going to look at the most positive thing, even though this is a horrible situation.
Yeah, it's like, okay, alternative
sweetie.
Reality.
Yeah. yeah.
And she says about Eden, well, she died for love.
That was, I mean, she did, though.
Yeah.
She did.
But forever yeah. the optimist and the romantic, apparently,
the romantic.
Too.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Janine.
June tells them about the book and how they comment that's brave. It's like, ooh, maybe little sprinkles of ideas of resistance for the other mm-hmm. handmaids, mm-hmm. too.
Ooh, I Wait, can read, oh, maybe, right. and then I will get my finger cut off, but I'll try.
Or die, you know.
I'm like, what? My eyes weren't anywhere. What are you talking about?
Yes.
exactly. I'm not reading that. What?
And then the not being optimistic, Emily is like thinking, yes, first ceremony tonight. Nope.
Yeah.
But that made the way me it nervous. Went, who was surprised? I didn't think it was going to happen.
Oh, I never thought I was going to get
I was about to say, am I weird that I was eager to get on with that night to see what happened?
Yes.
Because I didn't think it was going to happen either. Yeah. I was like, no. All right, next scene, let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Ceremony time.
Well, yes. the teaser from the last scene when she had the knife, that threw me off. So I was like, wait, yes. is she going to, is the ceremony going to go crazy? Yeah. Is she going to, you know, but that.
I was like, dear Lord, let her go out with a bang.
Yeah, seriously, yes.
Hand and all.
But it's sweet that Emily mentioned she's glad she's back, and she's glad she got to see June again. So even if you're a horrible situation, friends make it better.
Aww. That's so sweet. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
And so Emily, we get her back at the house and everything, and yes, she grabs that knife.
Right.
And,
oh, she searched hard for that thing.
Woo! And, yeah. But then Commander Lawrence goes, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that with you. Go back to your room. And Silver Aaron.
And she's like shaking. She's yeah, like, I'm yeah. ready to
Adrenaline
knife you.
Mode.
Yeah. But still doesn't mean he's a good guy, right? I mean, are we still on edge at that point?
No.
No? Okay, you know.
Well, I guess not with him, but I was on edge with what she was going to do. And I think Sianna, hopefully I'm saying that right, agrees with me. She said that she thought that she was planning on committing suicide. And I was going to say her goodbye. So.
I thought she would too. Ooh.
I was kind of in the same boat. I was like, ugh.
Wow.
I mean,
like, don't do anything rash. I was worried she's going to jump out the window, kill herself, do something really rash.
Oh, wow.
And then lo and behold, it would be fine. So it's like, no, wait till the last possible second. And also when she's leaving, his wife, the way she's like, I didn't get to say goodbye. I go, wait, how many other ladies did he maybe get out?
Yeah.
Well, until I didn't know the ending at that point.
Yeah.
But I was like, he definitely is, you know.
A little creeper?
He's funneling them somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
how could he not get caught?
How do they not notice? Yeah.
Right, exactly. And I even did, like, research. I was like, okay, what happened to his other... Like, I tried to, like, you know, go on the internet.
Yeah.
Everything on the internet's correct. But I was like, okay, how did they get away with it?
I wonder if he, like, tells people they went to the colonies or something?
That's what one person said. One person was like, okay, well, he's lying and saying she was ridiculously horrible and I'm sending her to the colonies because he technically, since he made her,
or she's
he
barren.
That too. But I saw one, she's sick from the colonies because he takes on kind of rejects, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so
there
were a couple of things out there which, I'm thinking maybe they'll clarify.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what happens next time.
I would like to know. Yeah.
That's a good theory.
Yeah.
I like those theories. Emily and Lydia. Oh, man.
Hey-o.
That was great.
Aunt Lydia.
Yes. Man. Is she resting? The pillow, is it because of R.I.P.? This is the moment where I was like,
we'll see.
My little sister and I told you guys she's a really big fan. She came and sat with us, but I was like, is she daydreaming? Like, I went to the bathroom. Just I was like, what the heck did I just miss?
You didn't think it was real?
I didn't think it was real. I was like, okay, still 5 minutes on into the scene. Like, when is she gonna wake up?
Wow.
I really didn't believe, and the fact that they just put it under the rug. How can you hide Aunt Lydia?
Yeah, I don't know.
She's going to the ambulance, right? I mean, they're taking her to the hospital.
Martha said to call the ambulance, but did Lawrence really? It seems like it's a bit later, so time has passed that we don't know.
Yeah, because the sun went down.
So many questions.
I know we'll funnel that to predictions.
Yes.
But,
and my husband was like, that's radical. And I've like never heard him say radical in his life. And I was like, what did you just say? Like, what had happened? He's
kind of radical.
The stab and shoving her down the stairs was beautiful. So that was a rewarding moment, too. Yes.
The blood.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what? I know that I said somehow Lydia was going to be a missing piece puzzle to kind of sneak out. I was like, well, you know, if this is her puzzle piece, well, maybe.
I also said to my husband, I said, Takira's going to be mad because that's her girl.
Yeah. I was like, she's the puzzle piece, but who am I to decide the design of that puzzle piece?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what happened.
Or how it happened.
So, we'll get more in depth with it, but he frees her. Who was surprised?
He
lets her go. I mean, we kind of said it. Oh, yeah. But was anybody shocked? I wrote down my notes. I was like, I knew it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't shocked.
Yeah. I just feel like he was too calm and...
Yeah.
The whole walking on broken glass.
Yeah, that song. In the car was that's so when cool. I knew. Yeah.
I was like, he's chill. Like,
okay.
But he's also nonchalant because he says, oh, yeah, I'm just getting myself in deep shit.
Yeah, and he's like, don't do drugs.
Yes.
What a brilliant actor. That was really so well good. Done. I mean, it was well written, but the way he did it really just, you know, brought
he's
so it. Great. Brought it.
A few people were saying that they were surprised in the chat, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, because this show makes you not trust anybody. That's exactly right.
Not even yourself, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You're like, nope, you can't think that. Are you crazy? No, I'm not
exactly.
crazy.
And even he can't trust Emily all the way. He has to make sure that she hasn't turned, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of question her and put her in a corner a little bit.
Yeah, he's like, you ran over a guard. How did that feel? And she's like, great. Yeah.
And a really good point. Yeah. PKMN, DJK, says, does anyone know that Emily was with Commander Lawrence besides Aunt Lydia?
Oh, ooh, good
depends
point.
How they do their records.
I don't know how they do that.
If they can't,
might be the overseer, yeah.
Do
they keep records? Because supposedly they shouldn't be able to read or write.
They put pictures of
everyone.
They have
pictures? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the pictures.
Like an NBA draft board. Yeah. Like this picture, this picture.
Exactly. Oh, it's paring it down to Commander Lawrence. Matching.
I do. I want to say one thing. Yeah. The after moment when she stabbed Aunt Lydia and possibly killed her. Such good acting.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no lines in that scene. And I was like, you felt her freedom for like those 3 seconds.
She's a wonderful actress.
And then it just went to like, oh, wait, now I'm going to die. But you felt her freedom.
She smiled.
That was my favorite moment.
Surprise. And she has oh, no, what have I done?
What have I done?
And, it's all in there.
All of that.
So different from Gilmore Girls. So like, Liddell. Yeah, I don't work at that range.
Now, I know a lot of you are probably watching on YouTube. Thank you for joining us. Make sure to give the video a thumbs up. Click that subscribe button. If you're watching, listening on iTunes, please give us 5 stars. Leave comments what you like about the show. And you know what you'd like to see for next season. And we would love to hear your thoughts.
Absolutely.
All right, so the final piece of this puzzle.
Because
now you got puzzle in my head. All right.
Just breathe.
So,
take a moment.
I don't think I breathed the entire last 10 minutes.
No.
Right? Okay, so we have June gets her moment with Holly, and Rita comes out of nowhere and says, grab the baby, you can leave right now. And June very smartly kind of goes, wait, who's we? What is this?
Yeah.
Not quite so blinded like last time of, let's get some information.
She's
the
like,
Martha's.
I'm like, I've done this 3 times now. I'm kind of tired of coming back.
Yeah. Is there planes involved? I'm not getting off.
Yeah, is there a guarantee on this rescue?
Yeah.
There's a couple fires. There's like one on one side of the house and a smaller one on the other side, which is great. She gets the nod from Nick.
Oh, it was so subtle.
So bye. Take care.
He's like, do it now.
Yes! To do it now.
Yeah. Ultimate sacrifice. Yeah.
You know what? Small detail that we skipped over. Yeah. Nick holding the gun.
Oh, no. We're about to get to that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Fred notices all the commotion going on, and he figures something's going wrong. Mm-hmm. Runs upstairs, notice everything, notice the baby's gone, and notices our, you know, don't let the bastards grind you down.
Yes.
June is like, I'm going to carve that on the wall. Hold on. And Nick stops him. And has a hand on the shoulder and
so
a
calm.
Hand on the gun.
So Kami's like, sir, we're going to stay here. It's too dangerous.
Right.
Who's empowered now?
Yes.
Yeah, power move.
Nick can't stay there now. Like, that's now you got to move on, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless he really convinces the commander, like, you were in danger.
Yeah, maybe. Serena spotting June.
I wondered how that happened.
Well,
she in the greenhouse?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she walks by, June walks by the greenhouse, sees Serena ducks, and then Serena is able to see her.
Yeah.
And then,
that's right.
I was worried they're going to have they're doing the tug of war with the baby. Mm. It's like, oh, don't drop it.
Also, you know, I was like, get the F out
that
of there
too.
Now. What are you doing?
You didn't trust that she would give the baby back?
I didn't.
I thought she was going to run
Just for a second. Just because we trusted her so much. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? She's going to step away and she's going to yell.
Yes.
And that's what I thought would happen too.
But then, you know, when it didn't happen, I was like,
wow.
Okay. That's the first moment when what I thought needed to happen happened with Serena. And
it she was did nice. Look real yeah. tired, though.
Oh, she yeah. like, lost a finger.
And but this is something, though, of it's when you love someone so much, you're able to let them go because you know it'll be a better opportunity. Because yes, June makes sure. the argument, she yes. can't grow up here.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like, yeah. it's going to be horrible for her. And so she gets a goodbye. Exactly. And then June says, blessings on you, Serena.
Yes.
Which she means it genuinely. She I know does. I said that very sarcastically. Oh, but it still sucks of, like,
yeah, I guess so.
Everything's been taken from her. Not that we're totally siding with Serena or anything. But still, wow. it's unfortunate. All right, these things yeah. happen. And then this other person says, blessings on you.
And yeah. all she wanted was a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a storyline. Yes. That was yeah. epic.
On the way out, Candace Renee Makeup and Beauty said, I honestly didn't think that the commander cared too much about the baby, which is why he was like, because yeah. he could have done more. I mean, when you truly think about it, if he really wanted to, he could have went outside. Yeah. He could have, like, yeah. you know, he's yeah. a high-ranking commander.
Mm. Oh, of course. He cares about yeah. his power.
Mm-hmm. I like yeah. that the Marthas call her June.
Yeah, which that's is great. So nice.
And there's at least six of them that help her yes. because it was like, it says Martha number six.
Yes. Yeah.
And then she sees so Emily, lovely. So, oh, that wow. was great. I didn't expect that they'd be in the same spot, but then,
yeah.
oh, wait, maybe she'll be picked up in the same car.
Yeah.
All right, this is where I was good up till this point. And then she hesitates, and this is where it's nail-biting. Yeah. Why? Leave your comments. How did you feel in these last moments? Because June hesitates, goes up to Emily, gives her the baby. One, goes call her Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep.
Tell her I love her. And she doesn't go in. And I'm like, here's my F-bomb of the show, too. I actually wrote, I'm like, fuck that shit. Yeah. I was like, nope.
Yep.
I'm done.
No. Carrie's done.
What's so funny is my husband called that car being Emily. Like, headlights, and he's like, yeah. that's Emily. And I was like, oh, yeah.
I was hoping it was.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, I knew that,
but
too.
I was like, you're so smart. And then I was like, no, get in. Like, I couldn't. I was like,
I will say, I love that there was six. And then the seventh, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, if you're religious, so the number seven is
yeah.
the number of completion.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, number seven, here we go. Yeah. This is the last home stretch. And then it was him and then Emily. And I was like, I think at that moment, I was like, not going to happen because she took Hannah's picture for a reason. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, she can't do this.
She
because
can't.
The end goal here has always been Hannah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she promised her, right?
The whole Nicole thing. Yeah, sorry to cut you off my
Yeah, no, you, yes. didn't, you guys, you didn't
well,
like
the thing
that.
Is, well, if like it's Nicole, that means she's not going to be around because Holly is meaningful to her. So Ooh. She's not there. Nicole kind of works because okay. she's more from her father and, like, yeah. the distance from
and
it.
And I also think she really knew that Serena, in this last, no. you know, giving the baby yeah. over, she knew that Serena
nope.
loved her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a way to honor Serena.
It was a way to honor her
That's
unconditional
how I
love of letting the baby have a
That's how
a
I saw
life.
It. Yeah.
Listeners,
yeah.
Takira and I are making faces.
No, I'm making faces just so because, funny. You know, there's a middle name for a reason. It's for all the people
yeah.
that
Holly
know.
Nicole.
Holly Nicole.
Holly Nicole yeah. sounds amazing.
That sounds better than Nicole Holly. Yeah.
But I didn't. That's a really good point that you bring up as far as her thinking that she's not ultimately going to be in her life, even though she's going to be with Emily.
Yeah. Or maybe she has hopes that Emily will find Moira and Luke and, like,
yeah. Maybe it gets much easier yeah. once they're across.
Somebody,
yeah.
Somebody in the chat, it's way up there, but somebody in the chat shipped Moira and Emily with Holly and Nicole. So that's kind of
well,
you know,
is if Emily's wife has moved on.
Yeah, you never yeah. know.
Oh.
You know.
These are really particular weird Ooh. Circumstances. I yeah, think some relationships exciting, might though. Be a little more different than usual.
Right.
Because it's like, yeah. Yeah. The other thing, I mean, I guess this will tie into predictions, so mm-hmm. hold those of kind of think about this. One, why did she go back and what do you think her plans are? So why did June go mm-hmm. back? What are her plans? Hold on yeah. to that thought.
Holding.
And then what do we think is something going to happen with Lawrence and anybody else you want to chime in what you think will happen to them? So hold those. So
yeah.
We're going to get into our special segment, which is our Resist Sister, and this show is our Resist Sister.
Yes.
Yes.
Over. Is overall 20? Overall 20?
20 Emmy nominations.
Yes, take it
for
away.
The Handmaid's Tale. Yay! Wow, yes.
Deserved so, every single yes. one.
Every yeah. single one. So it's kind of crazy. Last year they had 13. This year they have 20.
Yeah.
Big
hey,
deal.
Seven more.
7
Yes.
You know?
The number of completion. I'm just
Yes. I got the chills. But yeah, that's basically it. congratulations to them. But yes. I did want to read a quote from the series creator, Bruce Miller, because he kind of honors the... They ask him about his Emmy nominations and, you know, how he feels and all that. And he goes on to honor the book. So he just says, I think we're still writing on Margaret's coattails. She's our guiding light and the book and the world she created. The audience might feel we're moving off of that central story, but we've spent so much time talking about the things that happen in the book and what are the next things that might happen. And he says, yeah, I personally still feel so connected to the book and Margaret's world, guided by her, and any recognition we get is a testament to what she created. So I thought that was very sweet.
I dig it. Yes.
Love it.
And then we got our news and tweets that stood out on the Twitterverse.
The Twitterverse. Okay, so producer Warren Littlefield was revealing what he talked to Ann Dowd about, who plays Aunt Lydia, about what's going to happen to her character. So he told her, you're not dead, but it's going to be a pretty brutal scene, which she was completely up for, which we obviously commented earlier. It was really brutal. Also, Bruce Miller himself revealed the character's fate in a conference call to journalists, saying Aunt Lydia does not die. I don't think Aunt Lydia can die. Wow. I don't think there are forces in the world strong enough to kill Aunt Lydia, and by extension, the incredibly strong and fabulous Ann Dowd, I think, is with us for a long, long time. She is transformed by this event, though, because one of her girls, in her own twisted way of thinking, she thinks there's love between them, has literally stabbed her in the back. And that kind of alters your workplace feeling on a day-to-day basis, and you don't want to turn your back on them. So I think, this is Bruce saying, I think in some ways there's a lot of possible effects, but in her case, it makes her double down and that she feels she wasn't strong enough in her discipline to begin with. So she's decided it's time to get even tougher.
No!
So
I can't.
Aunt Lydia is going to get even worse.
All right, what?
You know, you would think that this would kind of knock her down a little bit.
Yeah. What?
Nope. Nope, apparently not.
That's worse than what's happening.
I know, right? And as far as some awesome tweets, there's so many. Alana Calvert said, I hope the next season of Handmaid's Tale... Oh, no, what happened? Hold on. I hope the next season of Handmaid's Tale gets released before the series finale of America.
Aww.
So that's lovely to hear.
Oh, my God.
Also, at... A-G-I-T-A tricks. I don't know how to say that. Can we just note that it's mostly women of color blowing up commanders and running the Underground Railroad out of Gilead? And someone commented and said, I almost feel that it's intentionally done that way as an ode to Harriet Tubman, which that was a lot of Twitter reaction about Harriet Tubman, and I thought that was awesome.
It was in my notes for sure. I was let's go, Miss Underground Railroad.
Well, all of the Marthas, well, we've talked about most of... Almost all the Marthas have been women of color.
That's right.
Lawrence's Martha didn't... I didn't think so. No. But all the ones who helped her were.
I was very I was very happy to see that... I mean, Marthas are... They're somewhat still a really powerful connection in the house. Yeah. I was really happy to see that. But I was. And even for that short moment of time, you can still do such... Make such a big impact.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Shout out to... to Kelly Jenrette. She played the... She was nominated for the Emmy, like you guys said, and Samira Wiley for both nominated as Best Guest Actress.
Yes.
So the doctor that Serena called in. One episode, one good scene, a couple good scenes. So
moment. Great.
Kudos. So congratulations, diversity.
It's a big deal.
I really want to see more diversity in the writer's room next season. So I'm very interested where they'll take that. I think they'll listen to the viewers. I really think.
That would change a lot.
Viewers.
Different perspective.
All right. Let's do some quick predictions and any other final thoughts since it's the season finale. And anybody watching, listening, please leave your comments about what you thought of the finale and predictions.
Yes.
Anybody burning with them?
I mean,
we all are, so.
Okay. Go.
I think with the Marthas, I think it's interesting because they were all hiding in plain sight. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
So I think that the reason June turned around is because she is the perfect person to lead this resistance, and she knows now she is not alone. She has Commander Lawrence. She has these Marthas. She knows that she has people to turn to.
Okay.
And I think that Serena's going to continue on a downward spiral, and I hope at the very end that June and her will, you know, unite and that Serena will join the resistance. Those are my predictions.
Oh, I hope so.
That, yeah. piggybacking on that, that's exactly it. My thought from the beginning, my dream was that, you know, the wives would join with the handmaids and this would be a woman revolution against the patriarchy.
That's
my dream. But,
dang it, it can happen. Hold on now.
But, you know, now that Serena understands that, now that she understands that they're going to treat her a certain way, I don't think she's going to go back to sort of build what she thought was, you know, right. I don't think there's going back for her at this point. So she might join June, but also I feel like, okay, I wrote, you know, they teach women like Serena to suggest something, and then they say no. Then they say ask for it. No. So what do you do if you don't get it that way? You demand it. Or you take it, and then you wage war. It's like these steps of you know, this evolution of trying to get something for yourself. Yeah. So I think she's going to wage war. I'm ready.
Like I'm revolutionary down. Yes. War. I'm down, too. I'm going to call a few from the
yes,
chat.
Yes, please.
Vic Contreras, maybe? I think June will go for Commander Lawrence and find a way to help get the kids out of Gilead.
Okay.
That's a good twist. Oh, I think that's I think that's actually a really good thing that should be done.
I hope so.
One person, because it's all the way up there, said that Mr. and Mrs. Waterford will be killed. That's a little extreme, but it could happen.
If their handmaid got out again.
If the handmaid got out one more time. After your news, I thought that Lydia would, you know, somehow kind of be the puzzle again. But I don't know if that's going to happen anymore, you know. I know we got to wrap, but I'm going to leave my predictions in all throughout the comments because I know so many people are going to leave them. Please do. Yeah. I love reading them, so sway me because I will have about 10,000 things to say.
And June is going for Hannah. I mean, that's first and foremost.
I hope so. And maybe, I hope she gets something done because this is like, I was annoyed because this is like when you're on a plane, you're supposed to save yourself, then help the other people.
Right.
So I want her to have a plan. I'm like, what do you think you're going to accomplish? So I just hope she accomplishes something because otherwise all those Marthas risk their lives for her for nothing.
And how many?
The baby did get out, but still.
But that and how many times have they done that, too?
So. Yeah. They're going to be like, we're done. We're not going to have anymore. All right. Thank you so much for watching, listening this whole season. It's been a pleasure.
Guys.
Where can they continue the discussion with you all?
Yes. Continue the discussion in the comments below for sure.
Please.
But you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Takira Shabre. You can find me at Takira_Shabre.
Yeah. Hey, guys, had such a good time. Thank you guys for watching this entire season. We love doing this. And keep in touch. Keep in touch. You can keep in touch at my Instagram, at Veronica, the letter B online.
You guys can find me on Twitter at LesliePowers15, and you can find me on Instagram at LMPowers15 and on Sharp Objects on Sundays at 8. And I will miss the show so, so much. And please tune in next season.
Yes, thank you again. And you guys can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE. Pleasure being with you, and we will see you
for next season. Praise be. Praise be.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Praise be!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.